Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's a little bit of fake news because I need sleep. I got to sleep. At least if I got to get my 7 hours. So if you don't hear from me on Twitter, that's probably the reason why. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. We get up early Sunday mornings to hang out with you, and we appreciate it all over the country. And I knew if I wanted to talk some St. Louis Blues hockey that we had to go to Dennis Dodd. But I didn't, Dennis. That's fake news. Also, I want to lean on your big college football brain.
Yeah,
not
you,
the
you
NHL.
Don't want to get in. You don't want to get into Jake Allen shakiness and goal for the Blues.
I love when guys though show their passion, and you can find that out with Dennis. He's got his passion for his Blues. You can find stuff like that on social media. I love that when people do that, because I think that's what social media is supposed to be. Give people all the stuff that they come for, and then have fun.
I root for two teams, the Cardinals and the Blues, and I'm allowed.
So, there you go. You can root for whoever you wish. Yeah. Dennis, is it five teams fighting for four spots at the table? It's the third week of
September. Based on what I saw out of Oklahoma's defense yesterday, I think it's four. I think Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, and Alabama. I mean, sitting here in week three, it's going to be really hard for me to imagine the SEC not getting two in. If they both win all their games and somebody loses, the committee sitting there going, do we want to put a 12-1 Washington in over a Georgia at 12-1? I don't think so. I think you throw a napkin over four teams.
Tell me about LSU, because I raised my hand earlier, and I had said when Ed Orgeron was hired that if I was looking for a CEO, I'm looking at guys like, Nick Saban and Kirby Smart and I guess Urban Meyer and saying these button down Dabo Sweeney. And then you see Ed Orgeron and he looks like he's coming out of the all you can eat barbecue, a little messy. I wouldn't have hired him, but maybe I'd be wrong because I'm going with style. This man has some substance that I underestimated.
He's at the height of his coaching career, and that includes winning at least one championship with USC because he was an assistant then. There is a large faction of LSU fans that can't wait for him to fail, to get rid of him and the AD Joe Oliva, who whiffed on Jimbo Fisher twice. Well, guess what? He's rewriting the narrative, obviously. LSU has a good defense. We know that. Joe Burrow isn't a great passer. I don't know if he ever will be. But I liked how, before that game, he took accountability. He said, it's very simple. For us to win, we have to throw effectively. If we don't, we'll lose. And they threw effectively. Not great. He didn't turn the ball over. I don't think he turned the ball over.
No.
But the defense came back. I thought Gus Malzahn left one on the turf yesterday. A division game at home, when you were up as big as you were, I think they left one on the turf. But all credit to LSU for grabbing it.
Now, we know they can dig out of it. Gus has shown that they can dig out of it, just like they did last year. But I'm more shocked, too, is that I constantly am reading, hearing about Jarrett Stidham and what Jarrett Stidham is. I left away again yesterday sort of unimpressed.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's, again, I think he's very good. I see his, I see him in the Heisman list. I see him as a pro potential. But I don't think he's an elite passer. In that league, you know who's an elite passer? Drew Locke. But that's a team that may finish 6-6. He had more touchdown passes last year than any Power 5 quarterback since Sam Bradford in 2009. Didn't get noticed much, but Jarrett Stidham's good. He's been coached up. But he's not, in that game, that's a game he should win. When they're up 21-10 or whatever it was.
Tell me what you see out of Jake Fromm and Justin Fields even with the Georgia Bulldogs and what Kirby has built in Athens.
Amazing. I don't know how they keep that thing on the rails. For that particular position, I don't mean Georgia as a team. I'm talking about Jake Fromm being a freshman All-American. As a freshman, he leads his team to a national championship game. And he's okay getting 75% of the snaps while they break in this other kid who may steal his job next year in camp. You know what I'm talking about?
It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. And Penn State loses Justin Fields. You know, they had him. You know, he decommitted from, going up there to Happy Valley, and I think he's very, very happy with his decision.
I wrote a story last week.
The
top three teams in the country. Yeah, there have been teams that have played two quarterbacks. There have even been teams play two quarterbacks and win championships, Chris Leak and Tim Tebow in 2006. But the top three teams in the country, in the context of chasing a championship, are trying to keep guys from transferring. And that's essentially what this is about, more or less. By moving these guys in. We saw Trevor Lawrence yesterday get a break when Kelly Bryant was hurt. But it's fascinating to me. I think that's the best way to describe it.
If Kelly Bryant's healthy, is he still the starter, or have you seen enough out of Trevor Lawrence, who, by the way, is a legend here in the local Atlanta metro area? Has he done enough to say he should be the guy? I think Kelly Bryant's done fine.
I think they need both of them to win, and I was convinced last week at Texas A&M when I was there, and at one point I looked up and I go, holy cow, Trevor Lawrence has six possessions and Kelly Bryant's had four, and this is a real tight game. What's going on? Well, when it came to be winning time, Kelly Bryant had the last six possessions of that game, and Clemson won by two.
Sure.
So that tells me they needed both. You know, if there's a situation where they're down in the fourth quarter, well, they got the gunslinger. But Kelly Bryant's going to be the guy who they can trust, who has the leadership. And you can see it. You can see it from on top. You can see it when you're at the game. You can see it, you know, maybe not be tangible when you're watching on television. But they, you know, if they're going to play Trevor Lawrence, they certainly need to start Kelly Bryant.
Dennis Dodd, CBS College Football, joins us here in the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tell me about the doubts that you'd have about Oklahoma potentially. And also, too, as we speak there, is Oklahoma, who's going to help them play themselves out of a college football playoff berth? Who's stepping up to beat them?
They had one in them last year, the Iowa State game.
Yes.
I was looking at that thing yesterday going, is this going to happen again for the second straight year? They might have the best player in the country and spit the bit, you know. And the same thing is shaping up, I think. I saw the same, you know, Kyler Murray, obviously fantastic. But I saw the same tackling issues yesterday. I saw the same issues that we've had with Mike Stoops, the defensive coordinator, defensive backs not turning around, giving out too many yards. And it's not going to cost you until it costs you. It didn't yesterday. The Big 12 is an offensive league. You know, I have to look up when they play Will Grier in West Virginia, but I think they're better offensively than Iowa State, obviously. So I still think there's that one in them that they could lose just because of those issues. It's more alignment issues with Oklahoma than anything else on defense.
I got suckered in by Wisconsin, and I don't mean to put them down, but I was really believing in Wisconsin coming into the year. How do you lay that egg yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know. And I was all over Wisconsin, too. I still think they're going to win the West. But, you know, it wasn't a very good day for the Big Ten, just considering everything, when you lose that game. Again, they're not. I thought they were an outsider that could take a run at this thing in a one-game playoff in the Big Ten. Why can't they? Why couldn't they win the Big Ten? Because they lost by six to Ohio State last year. I think Ohio State's better this year, and they're not going to lose that game again, no matter who they play. But I don't know how you lose that. You know, that was an embattled coach at BYU. They had done everything right this year. I thought Alex Hornibrook was a better passer. Had matured as a passer. I guess I'm a little bit wrong. I don't know. But, you know, and then you miss the field goal to send it into overtime. You know, so it was disappointing in that sense.
I've got to tell you that we talked about it during the first hour of the show today, as I've gotten sucked into recruiting down here in Atlanta, the fake news that FSU somehow had an empty cupboard for Willie Taggart is a joke. When I look at the ACC, they've been the second best recruiting team under Jimbo Fisher compared to Clemson. So when I hear people saying that, you know, oh, well, Willie Taggart's got to get time. He's got to get players in there. They have great talent compared to other teams in the ACC. They have spectacular talent.
They have great talent. They have NFL talent. Lost a lot last year. But it's pretty obvious they had issues on the offensive line. And I think but still, that's no excuse for what's happened. Not, you know,
blown out by Syracuse? I mean, come on, really.
kick a field goal in your home opener and then complain about Virginia Tech players flopping, have to come from behind against Stanford, and then you're a no-show at Syracuse after you knock their starting quarterback out a quarter of the way into the game, I think. So it's, now it becomes a situation, and you kind of saw it yesterday, can Willie Taggart hold the locker room together? Because this does not look good. This is motivation problems. This is beyond, I think, alignment problems. It's something bigger there, and I don't care. I was told the players are buying in. You know, it's, you know, the Willie's bus and everything else that he had at South Florida. I would say everything was good, but not right now.
Do you have a belief that Chip Kelly will get things fixed at UCLA?
I do in the long run.
What are we talking? To 9 wins? To 10 wins? Or to championships? In the Pac-12?
Let's see when he gets his quarterback. I mean, he's gonna recruit an elite quarterback there. They're going to have to beat USC for starters.
Sure.
That's the first hurdle. I think he can. Win national, or, you know, play for national championships.
Yeah,
like
just even win a Pac-12 title.
Yeah, just win a Pac-12 title. You know, I think he can. I mean, that was a 4-8 team that didn't have much talent. We now know they didn't have a quarterback. They're 0-3 for the first time since 1971, and it's a lot like Nebraska. You knew going in they weren't going to be very good, but the coaches there gave you hope, or at least reason for hope.
Love catching up with you, Dennis, and I appreciate your work. Everybody follow along on Twitter. Dennis can always link you to his stuff, and be sure to be following along all college football season. Thanks, Dennis.
All right, John, thanks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.